Welcome to the Victorious Souls Podcast with self-love coach Danielle Burnock. Things happen in our lives that make us feel powerless. But Danielle believes that anyone can become a victorious soul by reclaiming what belongs to them, their value, their belovedness, and their God-given superpower. The Victorious Souls Podcast is dedicated to empowering you to rise up, reclaim, and embrace the change from survive to thrive as a victorious soul through the power of love. And now, here's that lady on the internet who loves you, Danielle.
Hello there. What do you believe about yourself? And what do you believe about God? And what do you believe about other people? Do you really know? You might think you know, and you might, but sometimes we think we know stuff, we think we believe stuff, and we discover, maybe I don't really believe that. I'm reading two books. Yes, I'm one of those people who reads multiple books at the same time. I'm reading, my stack is over there. I think I have four or five that I started. I shelved a couple because I'm really focusing on three together. And today I want to talk to you about two of them. Well, not so much the books as about belief in our lives. And what I learned in these books. One of the books is Loving Our Kids on Purpose by Danny Silk. I have spoken about this book before. I love this book. It's my second time going through it. And I want to read this little line here. We think we believe something, but our behavior reveals that we actually believe something else. And we can hear that. We can read that. And just scoff at that. Say, of course I know what I believe. I want to read a little story to you that's in this book that will make you chuckle, but will also reveal what I'm trying to say here. It's a story this lady was telling someone else, and before she told the story, she said, "Now I want you to know that I do not have a prejudiced bone in my body." Then she went on to tell what happened to them on their way to the casino. Her and her friend were in Vegas at a casino. And they left the room, headed down the hallway to the elevator. And when the doors opened, they saw three large black men standing in the elevator. The ladies got in the elevator and just stood there. Then one of the men standing behind them said, "Hit the floor." Both of the ladies instantly dropped face first on the floor. Wham! Their quarters flew everywhere. The elevator doors attempted to close on the two ladies sprawled in the doorway, and the three guys behind them just busted up in hysterical laughter, which the ladies could not understand. Gasping, one of the men managed to say, "Lady, hit the floor you want to go to." The ladies, mortified, tried to pull themselves and their quarters together, laughing nervously. The three guys laughed the whole way to the lobby, and as soon as the doors opened, those ladies were gone. Now, the ladies were at the hotel for an entire week, and when they went to check out of the hotel, the clerk gave them a bill and a card. The bill said, "Paid in full." They opened the card, and in it said, "Ladies, thanks for the laugh. I haven't had a laugh like that in a long time." The card was signed Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy and his bodyguards were the ones in the elevator. And he goes on to say in this book, you know, he can't verify that this actually was a true story, but the story was told and it really illustrates a point. This lady thought she had no prejudice in her, but then when she was in an elevator with three black men that were large, and they said hit the floor, meaning hit the button there, they reacted with fear. And they didn't know that they believed that. And that's my point is, do you know what you believe? Does your behavior give you away. I want to read a couple other things out of this book, because what we believe matters. One of the things that he identifies, we've heard that belief precedes action and blah, 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 but he says it much nicer here. Our beliefs determine our interpretation of events. It's like a filter. It's like what you see through. And then those interpretations dictate our feelings. And those feelings prepare us then to act in a way consistent with our beliefs. And so it's like a little pathway that we can look at. What do we really believe? And I love this line in here. We must become people who are willing to examine our behavior and ask where it's coming from. When those ladies hit the floor, that was a weird behavior. And they needed to look at themselves and say, why did I do that? What behaviors in your life do you dare look at to see, well, what do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about God? What do you believe about other people? Do you jump to conclusions? Do you bash yourself? Do you think that God is not for you and he likes other people better? And you say the other things, but maybe when you're going through a hard time, you're like, oh man, I must have done something wrong. God's getting on my case. Well, that's a lie. I've talked about deconstruction a couple of times, and this filters into that the same way. And all it is about being intentional about what you believe. Many times, those beliefs that are wrong, that make us drop on the floor and make a fool of ourselves, or act in some way that's foolish or stupid or something we regret later, it comes from something that happened in our life earlier. And we need to have the courage to examine those behaviors, to look at them and find out why. In the other book, Keep Your Love On, because I said I was reading two books, also by Danny Silk, I love this quote I want to share with you, and it's on a page where he is talking about our needs. I've also talked about our needs. We need to know that we have needs. We need to recognize we have needs, be able to speak up for our needs, be able to communicate our needs, and all of that sounds like a lot of work, and it is, but it's about self-awareness and deconstruction, being intentional, and loving yourself. And if you don't love yourself, you won't do all of that work. And if you think you love yourself, but you're unwilling to do all that kind of work, you don't really love yourself. He says in here, seek healing from past experiences that have led you to fear the truth of your heart. That's what keeps us from looking at our own heart. We're afraid of what we're going to find in there. We are afraid of deconstructing our childhood and looking at it and what happened to us, because we are born loving ourselves. And later in life, when we don't love ourselves, there is a reason. And we need to have the courage to go and look at that. That's the only way we go through things. We either get stuck in the middle or we go through. So are you stuck in the middle, refusing to look at what's all around you, going, la, 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 I'm not going to look because of fear? But if you know that God loves you, that fear can be driven out of you by that love. But if you don't know that, like it took me 34 years for God to convince me that he loved me. I was a slow learner because I had lots of trauma, and I am not alone. I am not the only one that has struggled with this. So I say again now what I said at the beginning. What do you believe about yourself, about God, and about other people? Do you really know? I want to encourage you to examine yourself, to look at your behaviors, to look at how you react to things, and see where maybe you need to make some adjustments. And if you want help, I'm a coach. I am very willing to help anyone who wants to do the work, who wants to go through and get to the other side so they can thrive. Because I am that lady on the internet who loves you. I am Danielle Burnock from DanielleBurnock.com. Love yourself from Survive to Thrive, and you won't go from Survive to Thrive without loving yourself. And so until next time, I love you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Victorious Souls Podcast. You matter. and you are loved. We'd love to connect with you further, so please visit us at danielleburnock.com and grab a copy of Danielle's free audiobook. And remember, only you can change your life. No one can do it for you.